What's up, everyone? Back again, Getting It Out podcast episode 6. I think it's 6. 6 sounds good. I believe I did the same thing last time when I was saying 5. I think it's 5. 5 sounds all right. So we're going with 6. I believe it's 6. Pretty confident in that. If I'm not correct, well, it doesn't matter. You know, there's no need to actually keep track of that. But anyway, like each and every episode, today we are brought to you by StereoKiller.com, the place for you to go find some underground music or mainstream music, whatever you want. There's news there. Go check out news on the new Gate Creeper Full of Hell tour. How about that? Go read a review about a Marilyn Manson record. I don't know. Whatever there's a review up there about, go read something about it. I saw today that May 1st will be the official rollout date for the new look of StereoKiller.com. So, but there's no need to wait, though. Go over there now. Check out some music. We get whatever. You know the deal. You know the deal by now. If you listen to episode 6, you've probably listened to at least 4 or 5. So, go over there. StereoKiller.com. StereoKiller.com. As always, the podcast is also brought to you by Help You Tech. Help You Tech is a personal IT and consulting company. Their goal is to match you with the technology that will improve and simplify your life. The vast quantity of tech available can lead to confusions and options fatigue that can cause you to go for the cheapest option or, more commonly, spend more than you need. There's a sweet spot when buying phones, computers, and television, but it requires research to understand what is available. At Help You Tech, they live for that research. Let them shop for you. They will provide you with different buying options and the pros and cons in each of each for free. And if you don't even need that, I suggest going to facebook.com/helputech, HELPUTECH, and just go in there for some advice. And you don't have to do anything. You just have to like the page and then see what pops up. Today I saw they posted an article about how iTunes will no longer work on, I think it was Windows XP and Windows Vista. And you know what? I don't even know if I use one of those Windows because I'm, you know, computer illiterate to a degree. But that might be good information to know. And I highly doubt with those shifty assholes at Apple, they probably won't let you know. They'll probably be like, well, I guess you need to buy a MacBook. Rectify that. So go to helputechpa.com. That's HELPUTECHPA.com. Get some technology advice, technical advice, I guess I should say. And if not, just go over to their Facebook page at facebook.com/helputech and learn a little bit. Get some deals. They'll point you in the right direction. They've helped me in the past. I got these headphones on right now that they got me. They work great. Go. Anyway, Help You Tech. They'll straighten your ass out. And if they won't come over to my house, I'll straighten your ass out. I don't like the way you're talking to me. I'll straighten your ass out. I don't know why I sound like this. I sound like a guy who lives near a garbage dump. Anyway, at my garbage dump, I listen to Get It In Out. It's the Get It In Out show. Why am I doing that? Well, I just like the way it sounds when I wear headphones and I make those noises. And now you get to hear it too. And it probably sounds really stupid to you. And I bet it sounds really stupid to me when I listen to it later. But for right now, I thought it sounded pretty cool. Anyway, it's Monday, February 26th. As I record this, it's about 7:30 in the evening. I just had to come over here to my house from my mother's house where I am house and dog sitting. So, you know, things, I'm a little thrown off, a little off my usual routine for Monday nights. I was driving over here and I had the worst type of people, the worst. I hate these people that pull up to a four-way stop and they're clearly there before you, and then they wait for you to pull up and then they wave you past them. As if they just wouldn't have gone on their damn way and let me go on my way, that we wouldn't already be past this intersection. But instead now we're fucked up with all this courtesy, and I've never been thankful to be waved on. I've never once. You like the person who's in front of me, but too far in front of me, then you hold the door open. And then I get this rush of anxiety and I have to go to a near jog just to get the door to make you feel good about holding the door for me. I could have opened that door myself. And now you're probably walking around feeling all swell that you held the door for the balding guy, but I'm feeling like, fuck you, man. I could have done that shit myself. Anyway, getting a little fired up too early, too soon. I don't know what I'm talking about today. I woke up from a nap earlier, and I hate naps. Naps make me extremely grumpy. They really do. They make me awful. And I woke up, and it was 6:40. And you know what I did? I started freaking the fuck out because I thought it was 6:40 in the morning because it was dark outside. It's normally dark outside then. No matter the fact that I just fell asleep maybe 15 minutes before that. But then I wasn't even at my house. I was in somebody else's living room sitting on their chair, and it totally freaked me out and fucked me up. And I've done this before, and it's incredibly stupid. I don't understand how that happens to people. I remember back when I was much younger and living at my parents' house, I woke up at one point in the night, got in the shower, got dressed, got in my car, drove halfway to work. And my mom calls me and goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to work." She's like, "It's 4:00 in the morning." And you know what I said? I said, "I know." And do you know why I said that? Because I knew. Because I looked at the clock several times since I had woken up, and I knew something was wrong, but that 4:00 didn't make any sense to me. It could have said any time on there. And this happens to me once every couple months. I'll get up and I'll start getting ready for work in the middle of the night, and I'll look at the clock over and over and over, and it doesn't register until something else happens. Something else has got to kind of snap me out of it. And I don't know, is that sleepwalking? Is that a fucked up, circadian rhythm? I don't know. It's almost as fascinating, but much less pleasant than when you wake up on your own without your alarm clock, like exactly on the time you're supposed to be awake. That shit's nuts. Anyways, I've been working on my Spanish lately because I have a daughter who's half Spanish. So I figure, since she doesn't know any, and her mother doesn't seem to want to teach her, then I guess I'll take care of it. But the only phrase that I'm good at is, "La leche de las madres es lo mejor para los bebés." And if you know what that means, let me just repeat this for you and pose it as a question. "La leche de las madres es lo mejor para los bebés. ¿Sí o no?" Sí. Now, if anybody wants to argue about that, well, you're barking up the wrong tree, pal. Because it's scientifically proven. See. See. Anyway, what else can I ramble on about? Oh, this is really stupid, but very fascinating to me. I started thinking about my back. Oh, hold on. Let me backtrack here. I took off my shirt the other day and I went, "Holy shit, you're getting fat, pal." And I weighed myself in. Because my scale's been broken at my house, so I was at my mom's. So like, well, shit, I'll use their scale. Weighed myself in, 211 pounds. That's about 11 pounds up from where I thought I was. And I could see it. My front was all doughy and flabby. And I was like, well, I wonder how my back looks. So I thought I'd take a look at my back, because it's probably tighter and nicer. And I realized, I don't even know how to look at my back. How do you look at your back? I've never seen my back. All of it at once. Everybody else probably has seen my back, but I haven't. I've seen bits and pieces. You know, I can turn a shoulder in the mirror and look, but then I think you lose the other shoulder. You can look at the top, but not the bottom. I've never seen my own back, and I think it just seems unfair since everybody else has. And if you know of a way for me to see my back that doesn't involve cameras and Well, it's impossible. There's no way. There's no way to see your own back. And I think it's bullshit. And that's why people get away with kick me sign. What are you going to do about that? You can't see it. You got to do that weird feel where you put your arm up in the back in the middle. I'm doing it to myself right now. You give yourself a chicken wing. Yo, you put that shit at the right spot, right in the top in the middle. You'll never find a kick me sign. You'll be walking around with foots in your ass all day. Stupid kick me sign on your back because you can't feel it. That's stupid. If we could just see our own backs, this wouldn't be a problem. But nope. Backs are off limits to our eyes, but everybody else, go ahead, take a look at my back. It's very unfair. Poor design. Much like the sandwich. I know people have heard me complain about the sandwich before. It doesn't bother me so much that it starts with crust as it does that it ends with crust. All the good stuff's in the middle, and it's just like when you're starting, you're like, all right, well, I know I got to get through this bullshit to get to that good shit. But then after you get to that good shit, it's like, well, here. Have some of the bad stuff again, which at that point we should just throw it away. But we don't. We eat the other crust. And if you're one of those bozos that tells me to eat a sandwich in a circle, get out of town, buddy. I have more dignity than that. Man, speaking some profound shit on your ass today. That's the kind of Monday it's been, you know? Very hectic. And by hectic, I mean boring, because nothing happened. Although I did go for a run. It's getting a little bit warmer out. I figure high 40s, low 50s, that's enough. That's warm enough to go for runs. So I did that today. I did it once last week, although that was kind of cheating because it was like 70. What I enjoy about this time of year, well, any time of year really, is the people that complain about the weather. Like, I was walking out of work the other day and the guy's like, well, of course it's going to rain when, as soon as we get out. It's been nice all day. It's going to rain all weekend. And then we're going to come back to work on Monday. It's going to be nice again. Like, who are you complaining to? Who do you want to fix that? Do you believe in HAARP? That's H-A-A-R-P. By the way, if you don't know what that is, look it up. Fascinating stuff. Total horse shit, and please argue with me with that, because I want you to think that there are machines that change the weather. I do. I want that to be a thing. I don't want it to be real. I just want people to believe it's real, because I love when people believe in crazy conspiracies. And don't call me a sheep, because I don't think machines control the weather. All right, I'll leave it open. Maybe they do. Probability says unlikely. But if you want to prove me wrong, I will accept it as long as I don't already consider you a crazy person. And typically this is the way it works with you conspiracy people. You're already insane, so I won't listen to your ideas because they're generally quite stupid and totally fueled by YouTube videos. And that's not enough for me. And I'm not one of those show me the research people. That's weird. Show me the research. I've done a lot of research. Hey man, we all got Google. We can do that research too. So you're showing me research. Because you typed it in Google. That's not fucking research. Put on some reading glasses. Break out a book. Do a pie chart. I'm into that kind of research. I'm into real research. Show me some microfilm. Break out the overhead projector. That's the goddamn research! Not this shit you kids call research today. Google. Fuck you. Sometimes when I'm doing this, I can't believe that you people will actually listen to me. You know what? I imagine that you're all sitting there with that face that every every barber you know posts these pictures of haircuts of people they just did. Well, that person just sits there staring off into the abyss because there can't be anything more uncomfortable. It looks so awkward, and they got to get like three angles of all, you know, the front, the side, the back of this wonderful haircut they did. Hey, I get being proud of your work, but let's let people get out of there without making them awkward as shit. Of course, they're going to say you can take the fucking picture. They're polite. You just had a fucking sharp blade to their head, and they want to come back to you, all right? So they're going to let you take pictures, but guys, stop it. You make everybody look so fucking uncomfortable. And I don't care how good your hair... But, all right, hold on. Let me... From my perspective, I don't get to get fucking haircuts. I get shitty buzz cuts because I'm losing my hair. And this is a... So maybe this is just hair envy speaking. But enough with the fucking pictures. Just to have like your portfolio, and then every time there's somebody, you know, something new and impressive, you cut a good wing into someone's head, you post that one up. But having every client sit there, and don't call them clients, they're customers. And this is a terrible world. It's a terrible world. And by the way, why do I know so many barbers and no barbershop quartets? Where's the creativity? You're fucking pissing me off. I told you taking naps makes me grumpy. I told you, so don't hold this against me. I know. And now I'm looking out my front window and I see one of these assholes with their four ways on, double parked. Well, there's parking spots on either side of the car they've got double parked. And I don't understand this. I always say it's like the four ways are like when somebody goes, I'm not racist, but because you're about to do something, or in that case, say something that you know's fucked up, and you know it's not okay, but you're gonna do it anyway, and you're gonna be like, well, because I said I'm not racist, but, and this is gonna be like, well, I have my four ways on, and you can't just stop in the middle of traffic and put your fucking four ways on, and get out, do a Chinese fire drill, and get back in and go, well, I had my four ways on. Doesn't matter if you had your four ways on, now that Aunt Millie's got her femur sticking out of the roof of her Kia Sorento, and old Terrence just got his old prize Miata fender bendered on the edge of the turnip truck there. Whatever the fuck. You just can't do that because you think it's okay. Anyway, goddamn, I sound like a grumpy Gus. A grumpy Gus. If anybody ever calls me a grumpy Gus, I'm going to smack him in the face. I can call myself a grumpy Gus, but don't you dare call me a grumpy Gus. If you're this far in the episode, you might be going, well, goddamn it, Dan. You told us there'd be guests at some point. And I'm trying. I swear I'm trying. I contacted a friend of mine last week that I want to have on. He does some pretty interesting stuff. And he does his own like YouTube thing. And he was kind of schooling me on different methods for actually recording people properly. And he presented me with something new. So I'm going to try and implement that, but with me being away from my house for the week, it's been kind of difficult. So hopefully, yes, hopefully within the next one or two, I'll have some people on, and most likely him, because that's the initial reason why I reached out to him anyway. I did get an email from TuneIn to let me know the podcast was now hosted there. I thought it was hosted there all along. I don't use that app, so if you were using it and you looked for this show in there, well, sorry, I misled you. I'll never do it again. But hey, it's there now, so we're even. Okay, so that's about it for this time around. But before I finish, I wanted to address something that I've seen a lot lately, mostly with close friends of mine on social media. And a lot of people seem to be going through a tough transition. And, you know, I think that you can say this for any time, but right now in particular it seems to be a rough patch for quite a few people I know. And they seem to be worried about that they're not measuring up to an imagined metric that doesn't exist. And in my personal history, I can tell you that I've been guilty of that too. And it really helped to realize that those expectations you have for yourself are only put there by yourself. We're not all sitting here watching you from the outside going, well, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe they fell short with this. I can't believe that it didn't work out. I can't believe that we have our own issues. We're not focused on your issues. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in an encouraging way. So if you got some shit going on, just remember that everybody else has some shit going on. And we're not putting you under a microscope. Nobody is. You might have some assholes out there that have it too good, and all they got is time to look down on other people. But hey, that's not 95% of us. And those 95% are the ones that matter. And what was it, Theodore Roosevelt who said, comparison is the thief of joy? And that's some profound shit right there, my friend. Understand that. Don't worry about other people. Read that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Just understand that you're doing all right. We're all doing all right. Life's a lot more fun when you're proud of yourself, and just don't give a shit in the best possible way. I say it all the time. I don't care in a good way. All right, that's it. send an email to gettingitoutpodcast@gmail.com. Check it out on Instagram at getting_it_out_podcast. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/, or is it a forward slash? I think it's a backslash. That depends on which way you're standing, I guess. /Getting It Out Podcast. That'll do, pig. Bye-bye.